in order to become a necromonger, to sign up to that really lovely, attractive concept, you go through a kind of purification where, you know, you can come from any race. They're very embracing, accepting. You can come from any previous race or planet or culture or whatever. And you go through a purification process which drains you but also numbs you to physical and emotional pain. So it makes you a kind of fighting machine, physically and emotionally. I play Dame Varko, who is in the world of the Necromongers. She's married to Commander Varko, who is first in command for the Lord Marshal. And she wants more than to be the commander's wife. She has aspirations which go way, 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 way up, and she will do anything and brutalize anybody to get there. It's a lovely scene that I have with Judy, where we're both kind of trying to outwit each other. Arianne always has the upper hand, always. But for a brief second, Dame Varko thinks that they're kind of equals. But he's so warm and so he kind of just wants to celebrate every aspect of you and the experience of working together, and he's incredibly enthusiastic. But it's his warmth really that I was so struck by, and his passion for the project was very, very clear. We get on great and we've had a fantastic time. And you know, even if it's 3 o'clock in the morning and we're exhausted, Carl's always questioning beats in the scene or in the movie. He's always like referring back to something we've done before, reminding us about things, and I don't have that kind of stamina, especially for kind of, you know, Boise stuff. So it's been really, he's been incredibly valuable for me on this picture, and definitely for the film too. I suppose the thing that reminds me every day of how big this film is the scale of the sets and the amount of work that's gone into the costume and, you know, the production design. It's vast, and it's not intimidating. It's not overwhelming. It's for an actor, it's fantastic because it means that you're literally submerged in a world. You know, you're everything around you is what you're supposed to be responding to and feeding off, so it's really useful.